It's Raza FM mid-mornings, and it's All Things Fun Food Friday today. I did say we're going to be in conversation with Thabang Moyo, who's a DHC nutritionist, about making healthier choices when eating out, whether you are opting for fast food or you want to enjoy a fine dining experience. Thabang, welcome to Raza FM.
Morning, ma'am. How are you there?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks.
You know, I was just saying a bit earlier on that it's very important for us to make very good choices when it comes to what we eat at a young age, because it does catch up a lot when you're older, right?
Yeah. True.
Let's go into that conversation. And I mean, especially as a nutritionist, some advice that you would give a client when they come to you and they say, I really want to make healthier choices as somebody who goes out a lot. You know, I mean, we're young, we're hip and happening. We want to go out for sundowners on a Saturday. But what advice, or how do you tailor nutrition advice to individual needs?
Thank you for the platform. What we do normally when a client comes to us for a consultation about taking those choices in life, first of all, we're gonna diagnose the person. We're gonna check the amount of cholesterol which is on their body, and we're gonna ask them about the amount of weight which they're gonna lose. Firstly, let me say, if you were to come to our clinic, yeah. A nutritional clinic,
yeah.
we're gonna run the test, the blood group test, so that we can see where you belong with the blood group. Because you know that we have four types of blood group. We have blood group A, blood group B, blood group AB, and blood group O.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, let me say, Mina, I'm blood group A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do good when it comes to a vegetarian diet. We know that someone who belongs to blood group A, we say they have a weak immune system, meaning these people, they benefit a lot when it comes to their fruits and the veggies.
Okay.
So if I'm blood group A and Mina, I rely too much on, the diet which belongs to someone who's on blood group B or blood group O,
mm-hmm.
chances of me being sick, they are high, because I am not eating according to the diet plan of the group.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So meaning the more you eating a wrong diet, the more you slowly killing yourself.
Yeah.
That's how we can put it.
Sure. Let's also go into emotional eating. It's something that I think a lot of people do, emotional eating and our cravings. How do we better manage those? Because it does happen where a craving hits you, or you become such an emotional eater when you're stressed, you are eating. When you are just having a really bad day, you are eating. How do we better manage that?
You know, after doing the diagnosis of knowing your blood group, here it comes. Let me say, if you belong to blood group O, someone who belongs to blood group O, we know that they should avoid anything that is made of corn. Let me say, when you are blood group O, I'm just giving an example so that everyone can get that thing. So, let me say you were on your period, you were on your cycle the past 3 days.
Yeah.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
You're going to see your man. I don't know whether you're married or not, but let me say a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to the diet plan of our blood group A, you are not supposed to eat anything which is made of corn. And you should avoid anything which is nutritious, like Audi ice cream, cheese, things like that. Meaning you must eat them over time. We're not saying that you must not eat them at all, but you must eat them after a certain period of time. On our diet plan, we have a category which shows the benefit, the neutral, and the avoid. On those ones of avoid, you must eat them once in a while, meaning those food, you must visit them. Then on the benefit, those are the food which you are supposed to eat daily. They benefit your immune system.
Yeah.
Okay. According to the blood group, it says when you are supposed to avoid anything which is made of corn. Then when you eat pork tonight and you go and visit your patient.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happens. Immediately when you take in the pub and you belong to blood group O, you might find out that you start being moved at night, and while you visit your person, you start boring the person. And I can do, and you don't know. Maybe you think you are just feeling sleepy or you are sick. Candy is the food that you ate, is the pub that you ate. Because it is made of corn. And blood group O, it says, avoid anything that is made of corn.
Yeah.
So immediately when you turn down those mood, you turn down everything.
Yeah.
Those excitement.
Wow,
so then you'll be moody in the room. Yeah. When your partner touches you, you'll be like, no, I feel like I can't do it today. Why? It is because you see the that. So every meal that you eat, after eating the meal and you get sleep, just know that you ate the wrong diet. If you eat pap now and sleep during lunch, meaning you ate the wrong meal. I'm telling you the truth.
What an example. I love it.
Yeah, so you know, for now you can tell if this person belongs to blood group A, belongs to blood group B. We say that the people who are, we belong to blood group B, we say that those people, they are born leaders. If you want to know that someone is the leader, we can come that side one day and we can run the test. You can see, okay, our manager, hey, this one, the way he's leading, the way he's doing things, correct. Some things you were born for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can determine someone's blood group by the character. Most of the people who are stingy, most of them, they are on the blood group. Meaning people like me, we don't usually take out the money, you see?
Character. Yeah.
So no, you can determine someone's character, someone's blood group by the character, by the way they live.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thabang, we're running out of time. So just before I let you go, recommend some practical tips for people that especially love going out. You know, I mean, I said it a bit earlier on that we are hip and happening. We want to go out. So give us a bit of practical tips for, let's say, preparation and meal planning. You know, what is good food, especially when you're going to a fast food restaurant? We are so used to us knowing that, no, all of this food is junk.
It's not everything that is junk, my sister. But it's so many things are junk because of the cooking oil which they use.
Mm.
I prefer people to use extra virgin oil.
Mm-hmm.
You see, extra virgin oil is good when you prepare the meal.
Mm-hmm.
When you prepare, it's either you're frying eggs, you're frying everything. This one, just that I don't want to be. There is this other cooking oil which is having a lighter green tag. I just don't want to say the name of it because I might be penalized for taking down the name of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
So I prefer people to use avocado oil or extra virgin oil. So most of the companies or most of the restaurants, they just buy these cheap ones because of, meaning they will be preparing a meal for a large number of people. So preferably, I wouldn't say someone should buy a chicken when they go to a restaurant for a healthy diet, you know. At least get a fish.
Right, yeah.
You will even get those veggies there and have a juice. Substitute the cold drink, I mean the a Coke by the juice or water.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be a nice of you. And also macaroni or spaghetti, those ones I think they will be good for your diet and they will not also affect your emotions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Thabang, we're going to leave it here. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. You really are, you know, such a conversationalist and I love that about you. So thank you very much for coming onto the show.
See you too. Thank you.
It's a Friday, and like Thabang said, if you are with somebody who's a blood group A, darling, oh my goodness, no money for you, and it's a Friday. And if you're a guy, send your girl some money. It's a Friday. Give Friday chow me. It's a recipe.